We're very excited to have you here this morning.
我们对你们来到感到非常的高兴。
And as you can see, we're going to have to do some construction work at the church soon.
大家看到我们马上在教会当中 进行一些建筑活动。
So providentially, I decided a week ago that we would do a little construction project for you.
然后所以我在一个星期前呢，决定我们要在这里建一些东西。
Today's service is entitled Jesus the Carpenter.
今天讲到的题目呢，就是木匠耶稣。
Jesus Christ is the Master Builder.
耶稣基督是大建筑师。
And I, Terry the Toolman Smith, would like to give you some practical instruction today.
然后我匠人 Terry Smith 今天要给大家一些技术上的指导。
I actually built an addition on our home.
我在我自己的家里面 built what?
An addition.
Addition, like expansion.
An expansion.
Oh, okay. 我在我的家里面呢, 我把我的家, 扩建了。
It consisted of a bedroom, a bathroom, and a garage.
然后其中扩建的就是包括一个卧室, 一个浴室, 还有一个车库。
But this morning I'm going to need some help.
今天早上呢, 我需要一些帮助。
I'm going to ask the fabulous and famous Faye to come and give me a hand. Come on, brother.
我将要请有名的大名鼎鼎的飞，然后来帮我。
He's a construction man from way back. Grab the other end of this.
I know nothing about construction.
I picked the wrong guy, didn't I? Let's put this up on top here. Fortunately, I got him for his brute strength. Okay, we have some tools with us today.
我们今天有一些工具。
We have a measuring tape for every job.
我们每一个东西呢都是有一个量尺。
And even a little one for you ladies.
然后对女士来说呢，我们有一个袖珍的。 它可以放在你们的钥匙圈上面。
We have a lot of different tools here today. We have a level.
我们还有很多不同的工具，比如说水平仪。
Brother Fei, would you say that is level?
刘飞弟兄，请问他是不是平了？
Yes.
平了。
Wrong. Okay.
错了。
I'm glad he came up here.
我很高兴他可以来到这边。
Brother Fei, this is a hammer. Oh, you got a hammer?
这是一个锤子。
This is what wives use on husbands if they don't do it.
如果老公不听话的话，老婆就可以用这个锤子。
We also have a very specialized tool here today. It's called a stud finder. And it's used to find studs behind drywall in your home. For instance, if you're looking for a stud, ladies, and you want to hang a picture,
you
run along the wall.
你就要在那个墙上去找。
And it's supposed to work here.
它应该可以工作。
And when it gets close to the stud,
如果它靠近那个木桩的话,
It worked yesterday.
昨天他还工作的。
Anyways, it's supposed to have a green light.
不管怎么样，发现木桩的时候，它就会有一个绿光在闪。
Okay. Anyways, it's supposed to have a green light.
它应该会有一个绿颜色的灯。
I shouldn't have changed that battery.
我不应该换电池。
Anyways. Okay, so it also has another another quality.
它有另外一个作用。
It also finds studs, that is guys who are good looking and handsome.
然后它也是发现另一种意思的 stud, 就是 看很帅的男生。
Okay. What do you think? You think this is a stud over here?
Yes, I think so.
what about here?
Well, I guess I don't know.
You know, we could get another translator, you realize that.
Okay, 我不会翻译。 刚才的那个什么东西。
Okay, now I'm going to show you that we have a. Oh, where's my screw gun? Would you get that for me, please? What are you doing with my screw gun, Pastor?
Pastor Smith 正在找他的螺钉枪。
Oh, my soul. Thank you, Pastor. Okay. It's very important that you use the right, you have the right tools.
有合适的工具是很重要的。
Now, you got to be able to have the right touch in order to put these in properly.
然后你必须要很合适的把它放进去。
If you're not careful, you can, you can go.
如果你不小心的话，
you can go right through there, so don't do that.
然后这个钉子就会穿过去。
What you need, if you're a novice like me at this, you need what's the, it's a special drywall, drywall bit that allows you to put them in just at the right depth.
然后呢，你需要有一个特殊的，专门用在那个墙上的一个头，然后这样的话就不会太深。
Okay, my helper, come up here, fabulous, famous Faye.
无与伦比的飞，请到这边来。
Okay, let's put it up here, right up against there, brother.
让我们一起把这个东西，架上去。
Okay. Now, these studs are 16 inches apart.
然后这些木桩呢，它们之间距离是16英寸。
And believe it or not, it's just like that in your home.
你家里的也是一样。
So what we do is we put them in, it stops exactly where it's supposed to go.
然后呢，我们就是把它放在这个木桩上面。
And it's got, even got little squares. This is a drywall for dummies right here.
这个石膏墙，所有的人都可以做。
And it stops exactly where it's supposed to stop every time.
然后呢，它也会在该停的时候每次都停下来。
Now, we also have a specialized tool. Would you get me the nail gun, famous Faye?
我们还有另外一个特殊的工具，你可以把射钉枪给我吗？
And also give me the hose there.
然后把那个管子也给我。
Okay, bring that over here. Yes, the whole thing. Just no, just the hose. Okay, now this is pressurized to 110 pounds.
它有110磅的。
Hand me those pieces of trim.
你可以把那个脚线给我吗？
Small one first. Now this is also for if you want to if you have a wall and you want a trim, you want to trim your wall. All you have to do is get it exactly the way you want it.
如果你想在房角上面加一根线的话，你就把那个脚线放在你要加线的地方。
See how easy that is. Even a pastor can do it. It's so easy.
现在一个牧师也能做。
And then also, we have, you go, let's hold it on the bottom. If you have some trim to go along the floor,
如果你有一些脚线要架在那个地板墙角上面的话，
you got to make sure you put it where the studs are.
你要保证你把你钉钉子的地方就是在那个木桩那个地方。
And there you have it.
然后你就有了这些东西。
Thank you, famous Faye.
谢谢刘飞。
Let's spin it around here. Thank you. So, Pastor Steve, I'll leave those tools for you tomorrow in case you want to do a little drywall.
然后 Steve 牧师，我要把这些东西留给你，然后这些工具都给你啊。如果你要装那些墙的话
，That's too high for me up there.
这个太高了，对我来说。
Let's take our Bibles and turn to Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 3.
让我们打开圣经，然后翻到马可福音第六章第一节到第三节。
I'll read the first verse and we'll ask Joyce to translate it.
Pastor Smith 会读第一节，然后他会读这些经文，然后我会翻译。
Jesus left there and went to his hometown accompanied by his disciples.
Okay. 耶稣离开那里，来到自己的家乡，门徒也跟从他。
When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. Why? Where did this man get these things? They asked. What's this wisdom that has been given him that he even does miracles?
到了安息日，他在会堂里教训人，众人听见就甚稀奇，说这人从哪里有这些事呢？所赐给他的是什么智慧？他手所做的是何等的异能呢？这不是那木匠吗？不是马？
Isn't this a carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon?Aren't his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him.
这不是那木匠吗？不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？他妹妹们不也是住在我们这里吗？他们就厌弃他。
Everyone who met Jesus was either amazed or astonished.
任何看到耶稣的人不是惊奇，就是很惊奇。
They recognized there was no one else like him in the world.
他们意识到这个世界上没有另一个人能够像他。
Jesus was a miracle worker. He caused the blind to see.
耶稣是一个创造奇迹的人，他能让瞎眼看见。
He caused the lame to walk.
他让瘸子能行走。
He cast out demons and he had power over the winds and the sea.
他驱赶鬼魔，他也可以控制风和海。
Jesus healed the lepers and he raised the dead.
他医治大麻风，也可以使死人复活。
He was the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies of the coming Messiah.
完成了旧约预言弥赛亚的到来。
Although there were those who refused to see him for who he was.
虽然有一些人拒绝接受他。
He was the prophesied Son of God come from heaven in human flesh.
他就是那位被预言的神的儿子，从天而降，道成肉身。
Many of those in his hometown recognized him.As a son of Joseph the carpenter.
他家乡有很多人认识他是约瑟的儿子那位木匠。
They didn't realize his rough and rugged hands would one day be pierced through for the sins of the whole world.
他们没有意识到他那双粗糙的手将会有一天因为我们的罪被刺穿。
At 30 years of age, he began to build this church. Jesus himself was the cornerstone.
在30岁的时候呢，他开始建造他的教会，耶稣基督就是教会的房角石。
And his disciples would be the foundation upon which the church would be built.
他的门徒就是教会将要建立的基石。
Jesus Christ is the builder of abundant life for his followers.
对于他的追随者来说，耶稣基督为他们建造丰盛的生命。
He is the builder of the everlasting home for those who are willing to take a step by faith and trust Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins and receive him as their Lord and Savior.
对于那些愿意迈出信心的一步接受主耶稣，耶稣也为他们建造永恒的家。
Jesus can do for you today what he did for Brother Hong.
他也可以 Sorry,
For Brother Hong.
Oh, okay. 对于
Is that the way you say it? Huang.
Huang.他也可以为你做他对今天黄弟兄所做的事情。
I didn't want to try his first name.
我不想说他的那个名字。
But your testimony today was a perfect example of what Jesus Christ can do for someone.
但是你的今天的见证呢，正是一个非常好的表示。耶稣基督真的可以为人做很多事情。
Jesus Christ has given him hope for eternity.
耶稣基督给了他永生的希望。
Given him life everlasting.
给了他一个永恒的生命。
Aren't you thankful today that he did the same for you?
你是不是今天很高兴耶稣基督今天也为你做了同样的事情呢？
And our church says what? Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Jesus came to build his church.
耶稣基督来是要建造他的教会。
In Mark 16:15, he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation."
在马可福音16:15他说到，他对他们说，你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。
First, let's look at the messengers.
我们要说信使。
Jesus told his disciples to go into all the world, and that same command goes for us today.
耶稣基督让他的门徒往普天下去，同样的命令今天也给了我们。
We are to go into the world and communicate the good news of Jesus Christ through a credible and consistent life.
我们要用我们自己的可信的而且是一贯的生命，把这个好消息传给大家。
A life that reflects a distinctive difference between the secular world in which we live.
我们的生命是与我们所处的这个世俗的世界截然不同的。
Our English congregation is going to be studying a book entitled The Man in the Mirror.
我们英文组将要学习这本书，这本书的书名是镜中的男人。
In this book, Patrick Morley asked these two questions.
在这本书里面呢 ，Patrick Morley 他问了下面两个问题。
He says, "Is there any marginal difference between the way I live and the way the broken and hurting world lives?"
在我的生活方式以及这个破碎的世界的生活方式之间有没有不同呢？
He says, "Does my life offer hope or disillusionment?"
我的生活到底是让大家看到希望呢，还只是一个虚幻的东西？
You and I may be the only Bibles our friends will ever read.
你和我可能是我们朋友能够读到的唯一的圣经。
He has called us to be messengers of the good news.
他让我们成为他的信使，来传递他的好消息。
And what is this wonderful message we are to proclaim?
我们要传的这个好消息到底是什么呢？
We must develop the skills we need to convey a clear message of the good news that Jesus Christ died for us.
我们必须要装备自己，然后去知道如何去传这样一个好消息，也就是耶稣基督为我们死了。
And that he was buried and he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures.
他也根据圣经上说被埋葬了，并且第三天复活。
You know, in most churches, only 5% of the people ever share their faith and lead someone to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
在很多教会里面呢，只有5%的成员他们有。分享过福音，也领人归主。
Let's not be most churches.
让我们不要成为这大多数的教会。
Let's not be one of those average churches.
让我们不要做这些平凡的教会。
Let's be a church where 95% of our people share the good news of Jesus Christ with the lost.
让我们成为一个教会，然后里面有95%的人向那些失丧的人传耶稣基督。
A church where our friends and family confess Jesus Christ and follow him into the waters of baptism.
让我们的家人和我们的朋友然后都可以追随耶稣并且接受水洗礼。
Let us shake this city with the unshakable truth that Jesus Christ is God to the glory of God.
让我们用这样一个不可动摇的事实，也就是耶稣基督是主，来震撼这个城市。
And what is the mission that we're supposed to be on as a people and as a church?
那我们作为这些民，然后这个教会，我们有什么样子的使命呢？
Jesus Christ's mission is our mission.
耶稣基督的使命就是我们的使命。
Jesus' purpose was to come down from heaven and was to seek and to save that which was lost.
耶稣基督他从天降下为了来寻找那些失丧的人。
I remember when I first realized I was lost and needed my sins forgiven.
我还记得我第一次是如何意识到我是失丧的，并且需要我的罪被赦免。
God opened my spiritual eyes and created faith in me to trust Him as my Savior, and I boldly stepped out of that congregation that morning and received Him as my Savior.
耶稣基督打开了我的心门，让我知道我需要我的罪被赦免，然后我从会众当中勇敢地站出来。
As a 10-year-old child, I gave my heart and my life to Jesus Christ.
我那时候还是一个10岁的孩子，然后我把我的整个心和整个生命都献给了耶稣基督。
How about you today? Are you willing to take that first step of faith?
你今天呢？你们今天是不是也愿意迈出这信心的第一步呢？
Are you ready to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior?
你们是不是已经准备好要接受耶稣基督作为你的救主呢？
Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, you'll sense His love and forgiveness, and you'll never be the same again. I guarantee it.
如果你真的愿意接受耶稣基督做你的救主的话，你将会可以感受到他的爱，他的同在，我真的保证这样。
So what was Jesus' plan?
耶稣基督的计划是什么呢？
Someone has said the church is full of willing people.
有一些人说教会里面都是一些很乐意做事的很乐意的人。
Half are willing to work, and the other half are willing to watch them work.
一半的人乐意去做事情，另一半人乐意去看他们做事情。
Jesus' plan was not to come to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many.
耶稣基督来，他不是要被人服侍，而是要服侍人，并且舍命做多人的赎价。
God the Father, His plan before the earth was ever created was that Jesus Christ would come to earth from heaven and become a human being and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of our sins.
神从地球被创造以前，他就计划耶稣基督要从天而降，然后成为人的样式，并且要流出他的宝血为拯救众人的罪。
As you look at the Gospels in the New Testament, you can see Jesus' practice.
然后我们看新约的时候，我们就能够看到耶稣基督的行为。
Jesus' practice was to be a friend to the tax collectors and sinners.
他是税吏以及罪人的朋友。
So he wanted to develop a personal, intimate relationships with these people, with them, not that he would become what they are, but to reach out with them with the good news of Jesus Christ.
他要成为这些人的很亲密的朋友，并不是想要让自己成为他们的一员，而是想要告诉他们好消息。
Our purpose at this church is to seek outsiders.
我们这个教会的目的呢，就是要去寻找外面的人。
Our plan is to serve others.
我们的计划就是要去侍奉其他的人。
And our practice is to share our faith with those who are lost.
我们的行为呢，就是要去向那些失丧的人传我们所信的。
The first time the church was mentioned in the New Testament, or that for that in the Bible, it says in Matthew 16:18.
在马太福音16章18节上面写着。
And I tell you that Peter on the, and I tell you, I tell, well, what does he say? I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
The rock is the fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and He has come to give Himself for our salvation.
这个磐石指的就是耶稣基督自己，他把自己献上为了使我们得拯救。
Jesus Christ has also come to build up His children.
耶稣基督来也是为了要建造他的子民。
1 Corinthians 3:9 says, For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building.
哥林多前书第三章第九节写道 For, 因为我们是与神同工的你们是神所耕种的田地所建造的房屋
Romans 8:29 says that we're to be conformed to the image of his son
罗马书第八章二十九节说我们要效法他儿子的模样
In Philippians 3:10 it says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection
腓立比书第三章第十节也写到使我认识基督晓得他复活的大能
The question is how?
问题就是如何才能做呢
We come to know him in the power of resurrection through the sharing of his sufferings
我们了解他复活的大能是通过与他一同受苦
See God works through our trials and troubles to conform us to his image
神通过我们所受的苦难以及试炼，然后让我们变成他的模样。
Only when we share in the same sufferings that Jesus suffered and he experienced can we really know him fully and understand the power of his resurrected life.
只有我们同耶稣基督一同受苦的时候呢，我们才能够更加深刻的理解他，也知道他的大能。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
你知道我在说什么吗？
Have you ever gone through difficult struggles?
你们有没有受过困难和试炼呢?
In the times of my greatest struggles and difficulties in life, I have most deeply experienced the presence and the peace and the power of Jesus Christ, the hope of glory.
在我人生中最最挣扎的时候呢，也是我最深刻的体会到耶稣基督的同在以及他的爱的时候。
If you love Jesus Christ today, I want you to totally consecrate yourselves to Jesus Christ.
如果你真的是爱耶稣基督的话，我希望你今天可以洁净自己，然后把自己献给耶稣。
Someone says that dedication is taking a blank piece of paper and filling it in.And saying, and giving it to the Lord and saying, Lord, I fill it in and say, whatever you want with my life, I'm willing to do it.
有人说把自己献上就是在一张纸上，一张白纸上面写上你自己的名字，然后把这张纸交给神，对神说，请你写上无论你想要我的生命做什么的事。
I'm so thankful we have so many people in our church that are willing to serve and to live their life for Jesus Christ.
我真的很感恩，因为我们教会里面有好多好多的人愿意为耶稣基督而活，为他来侍奉他。
You encourage me to keep on serving our Lord.
你们鼓励我能够继续的来服侍神。
Following God's plan will certainly bring joy and peace, but will also bring heartache and difficulty.
跟随神的计划，当然会给我们带来平安和喜乐，但是也会给我们带来伤心和困难。
But in the end, you know in your heart that you've pleased Jesus Christ, that you glorified His name, and you will receive abundant life now.And eternal life in the future.
但是最后呢，你会真的知道我们已经讨了神的喜悦，已经荣耀了神，而且呢，我们现在也享受了丰盛的生命，在将来也有永生的盼望。
Jesus Christ came to build an eternal dwelling place for us.
耶稣基督来为我们建造永恒的居所。
John 14:3 says, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back." And take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
约翰福音十四章第三节，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
Hebrews 11:10 says, For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
希伯来书十一章第十节说。因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
Jesus Christ is the master builder.
耶稣基督是大建筑师。
In Revelation 21, Jesus has prepared a place for us to live with Him for eternity.
在启示录第二十一章写到，耶稣基督他为我们建造一个居所，让我们可以和他永远的住在一起。
We'll have streets and foundations of gold.
我们将会有黄金铸造的街道和地基。
The gates will be made of a single pearl.
那个城门是用整块的珍珠所做的。
And jewels will adorn the walls.
墙上有很多珠宝来做装饰。
Greatest of all, Jesus, the Lamb of God, will be the light of that New Jerusalem.
最重要的是呢，耶稣基督，神的羔羊，将会成为新耶路撒冷城的那个光。
There'll be no more sorrow, no more pain, no more death.
将不再会有伤心，不再会有痛苦，也不再会有死亡。
And Jesus will wipe away every tear from our eyes.
耶稣基督也会擦去我们眼中的每一滴眼泪。
And there'll only be good news on Fox News in heaven.
然后在福克斯新闻里面呢，只有好消息。
The only requirement to enter that wonderful city of the New Jerusalem is that your name be found in the Lamb's Book of Life.
然后唯一的要求你可以住到那个地方去呢，就是你的名字是写在羔羊的生命册上。
Is your name in the book of life this morning?
今天早上你的名字是不是在生命册上呢？
You can have your name in the Lamb's book of life this morning if you'll confess Jesus as your Savior.
如果你承认耶稣基督是你的救主的话，今天你就可以把自己的名字写在那本羔羊的生命册上。
Jesus came to build a bridge to heaven.
耶稣基督来建造一座通往天国的桥。
John 14:6 says, Jesus answered, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me.
约翰福音十四章第六节写道，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
As you can see, our faith as Christians is an exclusive faith. That Christ is the only way to heaven.
然后我们知道我们作为基督徒的话，我们的信仰就是只是相信耶稣基督就是唯一的道路。
In Colossians 1:19 and 20,
在哥罗西书第一章19节到20节。
For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to him all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
Jesus came to build a bridge to heaven.
耶稣基督来建一座通往天国的桥。
And he's the only one who can build that bridge because in him the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
耶稣基督只有耶稣基督才能够建这座桥，因为在他里面住着神一切的丰盛。
As the author Bruce states it.All attributes and activities of God, His Spirit, His Word, and wisdom and glory are seen in Jesus Christ.
正如 Bruce 他所说的，所有一切神性的丰盛都住在耶稣基督里面。神的一切的属性和他的活动，包括他的智慧、他的荣耀，然后都在耶稣基督里面。
The grim reference to Jesus' blood and cross brings us down from those lofty heights of God's fullness in Christ to the lowly depths.Of human pain and suffering.
然后呢，这里又提到了耶稣基督的血，还有十字架。这个就让我们的思绪从高高的神的丰盛，然后降到了我们自己人身上的罪来。
And these two words combined, express cost and violence.
这两个字合在一起呢，就表示了代价以及残酷。
The blood refers to the.Christ's atoning sacrifice, but also death by violence.
血指向了耶稣基督为我们的挽回祭，也指向了他残酷的死亡。
The cross refers to humility and to shame.
十字架是代表了屈辱。
The head of the church is the one who was shamefully crucified.
教会的元首就是那位被屈辱的钉死的那位。
The last lines of these verses, however,affirm that Jesus' purpose was not to judge and not to destroy.
最后的几行字呢，就说耶稣基督他的目的并不是要审判，也不是要来毁灭。
But that through his son, to build a bridge to himself in heaven, where there is reconciliation and where there's renewal.
而是借着他的儿子，然后建一座通往天国的桥，在那里有和好，也有更新。
God the Father's goal was to make peace between sinful humanity and a holy and a righteous God.
父神他的目的就是为了让我们这些罪人与那个圣洁公义的神可以和好。
Does anyone know what this is?
大家知道这是什么吗？
Conch shell, okay.
海螺。
Now, if you listen very closely, you can hear the sound of the ocean in the conch shell.
如果大家把耳朵贴近它的话，就可以听到海的声音。
I love the ocean.
我喜欢大海。
I want to go to the ocean.
我想要去海那里。
But you know what? When you think about it, it'll make that sound until it's returned to the ocean.
这个海螺将一直发出这个声音，直到有一天它回到大海那里去。
In our hearts too, there'll be that always that.That an empty ring of raging flood within us until we return to God.
在我们的心里面呢，总是有这样子的汹涌波涛的洪水，在那里涌动，直到有一天我们到神那里去。
As the psalmist declares, as the deer pants for the waters, so my soul pants after you, O God.
正如诗篇的作者写到的，神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
This morning, if you'll reach out your hand to God, He will take it and He will save you and give you the hope of eternal life.
今天如果你向神伸出你的手的话，他就会握住你的手，然后把永生的希望给你。
Would you please bow your heads with me for just a moment?
请大家低头。
Is there someone here today who would say, Pastor, I'm a seeker and And I'm considering trusting Jesus Christ as my Savior.
今天早上有没有人愿意说 Pastor Smith, 我是一个慕道友但是我想要接受耶稣基督。
Would you please raise your hand so we can pray for you?
如果有的话请大家举手然后我们可以一起为你来祷告。
Amen, I see those hands, okay. Anyone else raise your hand?
我看到手了 Amen, 感谢神有其他人想要举手吗
Let us pray for this dear lady and others who've raised their hands.
让我们一起来为这位可爱的女士一起祷告以及其他人。
Dear God, I pray, God, you will open up hearts today to receive you as their Savior.
亲爱的天父，我们真的是向您祷告，能够开启我们的心灵，让我们能够来接受你。
All you ask for, Lord, is for someone to humble themselves and recognize that they're sinners.
您所要的一切就是我们可以谦卑，然后认识您是主。
And to put their faith and their trust in you for the forgiveness of their sins.
把自己的信心建立在您的身上，求您来原谅我们。
And then receive you into their life and confess that you are their God.
将您接入他们的生命，并且承认您就是他们的神。
And dear God, if there's someone like that today, I pray that after the service, they'll talk with me or a leader here in our church who can show them how to trust Christ as their Savior.
天父，如果真的有这样的人的话，求您让他们今天结束以后可以与我或者是这个教会的其他领袖一起来讨论。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, dear.
Please stand with